24. Number 24, so back about number 12 or somewhere in there, we talked about this scripture. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertaineth unto life, your natural life living here on the earth, and godliness, and that's to be more like God, because the statue of a perfect man is to be more like God. So what Peter's telling us is, this is going to affect your life and your walk with God. All right? So even in normal life, you're going to have troubles, but there are certain things that you can do to keep you out of that deep pit, what we were talking about there in Proverbs. So through the knowledge of him, see, through knowledge. So that, the next one coming up is knowledge. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given, which is a gift, unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, all right, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. All right, remember what we said, add to what you believe, because that's what faith is. Faith is what you believe in. Add to your faith virtue. Now, we talked about virtue for the past five or six Sundays, and we know that virtue is strength. You must have it to be able to give it, and you must know you have it to be able to give it. Because you know what? You need some inner strength yourself. All right? It's not just that people around you need strength. You need that inner strength yourself. But you have faith in your virtue. You never lose faith. You add to what you believe virtue. Your faith in your virtue makes that thing work. Does everybody understand that? Your faith. You got to have faith that you've got virtue. If you don't, then how can I draw from it if you don't think you got it? Peter knew he had it. So Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Right? Remember, we were talking there about that. Peter didn't have enough money probably to buy him a sandwich, so he knew he didn't have enough money to send that guy sitting on the ground to a doctor. So he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. In other words, he didn't have anything in his billfold, but he had an inner strength. And he knew that, but such as I have. Not hold on a minute, let me go pray. Hold on a minute, let me get my life cleaned up. Hold on, let me go do this. No, it was an instant moment. He was walking by. And honestly, I don't think that Peter had a vision, saw the guy. I believe Peter was just walking through the gate. You understand what I'm saying? He was just walking through the gate, and this man was the one that was wanting to receive. So we know God works on both ends. He put Peter in that direction, but I don't think Peter was impressed, because if he was, Peter would have stopped himself. But he was walking by, and the person said, hey, I require alms of thee, or I need some money, in other words. Peter just stopped and said, I ain't got no money. But what I do have, I'll get you in a condition where you can go find you some money, where you can get up and walk. And that's what happens. So, see. You have, listen, you have the divine nature of God in your soul at the new birth, right? But remember the quote that I showed you last week, where Brother Bram said, faith alone's not going to do it. You think, boy, faith alone, no. I got it, we had it on the screen. Faith alone will not do it. What? Faith alone will not make you a complete statue of a perfect man. You got everything you need inside there. But you got to have confidence that it's in there. It's always there. You don't get a little of the Holy Ghost and then you get a much more. You get all you need for your journey, but what we've already said is that our memory, reason, conscience, affection, and imagination, the things that affect us in this world, we kind of put it in a shell so it can't work, all right? Because Martin Luther, like we were talking about Sunday evening, Martin Luther had the same Holy Ghost that William Branham had. All right? Martin Luther had the same Holy Ghost that you got. But you and I are supposed to do the greater works. Martin Luther had all these virtues in the Holy Ghost. But he just believed the just shall live by faith. He drank a beer, sat in a pub, smoked a pipe, right? Because the sanctified life had not been revealed to him. The only way you're going to get any of these virtues is out of here. And coming through the filter of your mind from a preacher. Don't tell me you do. We filter everything through our brain. We do, right? Our brains don't have the Holy Ghost. Our soul has the Holy Ghost. But our brain is the connection. Without our brain, we're dead. And through our brain, we listen to what Brother Dale says or what other ministers say, and we filter that through our spirit, right? And then it gets down into the soul. Somehow, Brother Branham said. He couldn't even explain it. Remember, I read that quote Sunday, I believe, in the service. Somehow, God gets down in there and changes that soul and drives out the unclean spirit and gets you all cleaned up. Because there's darkness in there until the light comes. But when the light does come, Peter says you got to add something. All right? Virtue you get from what? Yourself and from others. All right? Same thing with knowledge. Knowledge, the Holy Ghost is knowledge. It's the knowledge of God. The Bible says the knowledge of the Lord will fill the earth, the sea, and the sky. Why? Because we'll all be there. We'll all have a pure mind. But remember, Eve's mind was polluted first. That's where Satan got her first. Then the rest of the act happened. But she was polluted in her mind by accepting something that God told them not to do. Because that's one of the very first things you see in knowledge, if you'd have looked up the scriptures, is Genesis 2 and 9. That the Lord God made grow every tree that is pleasant to sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of knowledge. And that tree, did you look up your definition? Somebody got a definition of the word knowledge? Sister Trudy? Sing it out loud. You sing out loud, can't you talk out loud? Good. That's good. Because listen, this knowledge in the pyramid is not whether you know algebra, trig, calculus. Brother Branham said an ignorant and unlearned person, Peter, couldn't even write his name, but he received the Holy Ghost. See, that's hard for us as intelligent people. In this age of intelligence, which this is the age of intelligence. We've got so much. I mean, if you want to look up knowledge, you know, you used to, you'd have to go through the dictionary and you'd have to go through the World Book Encyclopedia. If you didn't have one, you had to go find one. Now, you can take your phone out if you had one. You can take your phone out, punch in knowledge, Google, and guess what? You got all kind of definitions of the word knowledge. All right? So knowledge has increased, the Bible says. But I like this one. That word in the Hebrew lexicon is da'ath. Da'ath means perception, skill, understanding, wisdom, and I like this one because this is the one that knowledge, to me, knowledge in the pyramid means one thing, discernment. Knowledge in this pyramid has nothing to do with human knowledge. You already got human knowledge. Most of us graduated school. Most of us can write our name. Ray has to help Kathy a little, but it's okay. But that's all right. You can get a stamp with your name on it. If you ever write it one time, you just start stamping stuff, Kathy. You'll be all right. But you know, though, she's got the Holy Ghost, I believe she does. Well, you know what? She and I are not the smartest cookie in the, you know, or smartest knife in the drawer. But you know what? That don't matter. That don't matter to God. I'm not. I don't have a lot of, I got a lot of knowledge, but a lot of times I don't have a lot of good common sense. I'd rather have a lot of good common sense than I had to have a lot of knowledge. You know, A squared plus B squared equals whatever that is. I learned it in school, but you know what? Never used it since I got out of high school. Not one time. Unless I wanted to go in that field. And you know, y'all know I love algebra and trig and calculus and all that stuff. So, but you know what? I've never had to use it in any sense. So that kind of knowledge, every time we hear this word knowledge, don't think of any kind of human knowledge. That I've went to college, or that I'm smarter than this one, or I know more than this one. That has not one thing to do with that knowledge in the pyramid. Now, an illiterate person can set up here today. Now, illiterate means you can't write your name. That's what they said about Peter. Brother Brown said it's the new birth can be understood, or the Word of God can be understood by an illiterate person. Why? Because he listens to what's being said, and he applies it to his life. To me, that's very simple. What bothers you and me is our human knowledge. Brother Dale said it Wednesday night. I hope you caught it. He said a lot of you are trying to figure things out. And you try to figure things out, guess what that does? That stops God right there, because God don't want you to figure nothing out. Right? He don't even want preachers to figure it out. That's what the problem is with the preachers out there in the message now that preach false doctrine. They've tried to figure it out, because that ain't godly knowledge. God's knowledge can't be error. So God's knowledge is much higher. God's knowledge is one word, and that's discernment. Because Eve lost her discernment in the garden up here. And guess what? She was co-equal with Adam. So God spoke to her, right? Hello? God spoke to her just like he spoke to him. Brother Brown said before the fall they were co-equal. Because remember, if he's a type of Christ and we're a type of the bride, the Bible says in Romans 8 that you and I are what? Heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, our husband. So what God's trying to do is not get us to where Jesus is here and we're here. Joint heirs is back to co-equalness. Right? That's what Brother Brown said, and I believe that. Eve didn't have a problem until she let what? Her own knowledge. She should have said no, but her discernment was wrong. That's why you sisters can't preach in the pulpit. You deal a lot with emotion. Eve deals with emotion, and she deals with a lot of things that she was trying to do. Sometimes, you know, Brother Ram said, we try to help God. And God don't need our help. He just needs us to discern from good and evil. That's what it says right here. Now let's read this. And out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, Genesis 2:9, and good for food. The tree of life, also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now let's read that, the tree of discernment of good and evil. God didn't want you to know evil. He wanted you to know good. And you know what? In Genesis 2:9, remember he keeps on going. He said, okay, from the tree of this you can eat, but from the tree of that you can't eat. Why'd he tell them that? He knew if they got over here on this side, what'd the Bible say? They would be as gods. Wise. Remember, that's what Satan said. You'll be as God. You'll know all things. All right? But that's going into the human knowledge, not God's knowledge. So in a nutshell, whatever definition you looked up is fine as far as knowledge, as far as human knowledge. But if an illiterate person that cannot read or write, if he can receive the Holy Ghost, what does he do? He just simply believes. He simply says, God, I accept you for what you said. I can't read. Somebody's going to have to tell it to me. But, you know, even when Brother Branham, he had a seventh grade education. But you know what? You remember he said that, who was it, Hope or one of them used to read the Bible? Hope used to read the Scripture and then he would preach. Brother Branham had a hard time reading. Seventh grade education, you're really not getting where you understand what you read good. okay, or I didn't. So this knowledge here, I want to get that out of your brain. It has nothing to do with human knowledge. Nothing. I'll go back one more time. Brother Branham said an illiterate person. Now, we don't meet too many illiterate persons this day and time. And it's not an excuse to be illiterate. I don't want you to be illiterate. But sometimes our human knowledge gets in place of our spiritual knowledge, and we try to figure things out. Now, there's nowhere in the Bible that God says you need to figure things out. Right? He said, you have the mind of Christ. Now, if we have the mind of Christ, that mind will come to us, and we'll understand things. Okay? But that word, knowledge, even perception is used in skill, but even discernment in natural knowledge we need for natural things on earth, earthly things. But the heavenly things, you've got to discern first thing. It's not going to be whether you discern whether you need to go to this job or that job or this job or that job. Your number one discernment as a Christian is to discern right from wrong according to the Bible. That's it. He don't require anything else. Look at Brother Branham. We all took the Dave Ramsey course and all those things, and we think, well, the prophet of God, he surely God helped him manage his money. Remember, he lost his first chair because he couldn't make the payments on it. Right? They repossessed his chair. And that was in the 30s. But you know what? It was something he desired as a human. He wanted that chair. But you know what? God thought so much of that repossessed chair. Remember when he went across the curtain of time? What was sitting there? What was sitting there? His chair. Right? Remember his chair, his dog, his horse? So even in our human knowledge, several people that have made millions in the world have went bankrupt several times. They don't tell you about that. They just tell you about the successes. But a lot of people went bankrupt. So what I'm saying is you need a lot of knowledge just to get in this world and be successful. But sometimes don't let our success. I'm going to tell you like I told that brother one time before. He said God gave me this job. Well, he couldn't be here on Wednesday night and mostly on Sunday. I said, God didn't give you that job. You stay out of church on Wednesday night because of your job, you're backslid. I'd tell whoever I was working for, and whoever I do, I told when I started working for Jacob, first thing I said, I need to be off at 4 o'clock on Wednesday because I'm going to church. And I ain't one of them that gets there 5 minutes till 7. Right? I get there an hour early, so I want to be there early. But you know what? If a man will honor you, God will honor him. Anybody, and you say, well, I'm afraid that. Are you afraid to ask somebody for your soul? That's your soul you're talking about, not some stupid dollar. You'll never be successful if you work on Sunday and Wednesday night. You'll never be, I promise you will never be successful. And I'm sorry, that may hit half of you, but you know what? On Wednesday night, there ain't a lot of people here that could be here. But I'll guarantee you, if there's something going on special, you'll be somewhere. Well, I'm preaching now, sorry. But you know what? Holy Ghost knowledge, if you have Holy Ghost knowledge, that's what the Holy Ghost knowledge will tell you. It'll tell you to be in church, not sitting at home. Your knowledge may tell you different, but the Holy Ghost will not tell you to stay out of church. Right? He will not. Now, I know some of you live a long way away, and that's okay, but that's why we got the internet. But if you live around here, I'm telling you, you'd make a stinking ball game if it was on a Wednesday night or whatever. But you know what, people? This is the statue of a perfect man. This is what we're called to in this end time. Martin Luther may not have been called. He wasn't called to what we're called to. God winked at his smoking a pipe and drinking beer. You can't do that and get by now. That spirit has gone. It's left here. Right? Because of sanctification. When you come to a sanctified life, when I come to a sanctified life, a lot of people say, I know I got the new birth because I quit doing this, quit doing this, quit doing this. Bible says the unclean spirit goes out at sanctification. You should have stopped that at sanctification. That don't mean one thing, you got the Holy Ghost. That just means that God come in and drove that unclean spirit out. Problem is, we don't fill it with the Holy Ghost. And we let them seven guys come back. I mean, one guy come back with seven of his friends. And you're seven times worse. Why? You're sitting in church thinking everything's cool and okay. But you'll show. I mean, you're by your fruits you'll be known. See, discernment. See, don't you think that Brother Dale, he's got discernment beyond even what, you know, Brother Branham had a discernment that he could tell you the thoughts and intents of your heart. Now, Brother Dale may not have that discernment to tell the thoughts and intents of your heart. Thank goodness. Me either, but I promise you one thing. If you're not here all the time at church, if you got all these excuses and you got all these problems, he knows what's going on. He knows you need a birth. Or you need a regeneration. I mean, that's just, to me, that's just common sense. I think God's brought me to a knowledge that if I don't go to church, I'm either lost or backslid, one of the two. And if I continue to do it, I'm lost. It's just as plain, it's just like I told you about finding knowledge in Google. Google God every once in a while. Google God. Not naturally, I'm talking spiritually. Because here is what, this is God's Google book. Right here. Right? This is, if you need something in Google, you, what do? You punch in the, what you need and Google will bring it up. Bring it from all over the place and bring it to one spot, right? Now, if you need something from God, what do you go to? You go to the book. And you say, well, I need knowledge. Well, hey, from what we're talking about now, there's 168 references to knowledge in the Bible. More than virtue. 168, because knowledge to me is one of the most important things to get you on up into that stature of a perfect man. Why do you need to have it early? Same thing with virtue. Why do you need to have it early? You know what I'm talking about? God just didn't place these seven things in just random order. They're placed where you got to have faith first. Then you got to, like Sister Lisa said, just a wonderful point and a point I'd never thought of. You got to find that virtue in you first before somebody else can find it in you. You got to find it in yourself. That's why that statue of perfect man, see, Brother Branham says, he says you come all this way up here and you don't have the Holy Ghost yet. Well, people go crazy over that. Thinking you don't get the Holy Ghost till you get up there where it says Holy Spirit. But keep reading. He said that Holy Ghost actually seals everything in. Because he said, hey, you get right up here to temperance, somebody cut you off and make you mad, and you blow up about it. Well, you know right there God hadn't sealed temperance in. All right? I tell you, when we get to brotherly kindness, we're going to have fun with it. Because you got to love your neighbor and your enemy just as you love your own self. And that ain't just filial love. Oh, it's easy to love somebody that loves you. But how about loving somebody that literally hates your guts? And you can love them with the same love you had if they agreed with everything you said and they were your best friend. That's pretty wild. Knowledge, though. Let's get back to knowledge just for a second. We're going to get back to it and read some scriptures. We'll go ahead and go upstairs here real quick. But listen, discernment. When we say knowledge from now on, use that word discernment. Because what you are doing with not with the Holy Ghost knowledge is, that tree of knowledge of good and evil is still, is still here. Now, Brother Branham said the tree of life is Jesus Christ, so you have that in here. Everybody got that? You have the tree of life in you as the new birth. All right? But that tree of knowledge of good and evil was not done away with in the garden. It's still here. What? It's choice. It's a free moral agency, just like we preached on Sunday afternoon. You're still a free moral agency agent after you're born again. That's where these come in. Because if you're born again, you're a child of God. But you may not make it to knowledge or temperance or patience or all those things like that. But you're a son. Remember, one son stayed at home. One son went out in the world. Right? This one may have a little more knowledge than this one. But the other one came back showing that he was truly a son. So knowledge is discernment. Brother Branham, I'll bring the quotes. How many times has he said, have you prayed over the matter? How many times he said, and that may not be verbatim, but he says, have you prayed over the situation? Have you prayed over the matter? Or do we just jump into something? See, that has a lot to do with temperance too, but you got to have knowledge, which is discernment, to discern from good and evil. Because you know what? Good and evil is right here. Satan will tell you to stay home. God will tell you to come to church. So if you listen to one, you know who that guy is? It's the devil. So, because you know why? You go back through. Now you got to run it through the filter of the Word. What does the Word say? Forsake not the assembling of yourself together. And more. What the problem is people don't believe. I was telling them out in Wichita. People don't believe this is the end time. Because the Bible says, and more as the day approaches. So if you go to church less now than you did 10 years ago, you're lost. Let me just put it that way. You're lost, or you're just totally so backslid you can't see what's going on. But I need to be here, minister or no minister. I need to be here to get my filling. Every service. I come to church just like I'd go anywhere else. I prepare. We get ready. Right? Like I said before, you know, you head off to a doctor's appointment and you get that 30 minutes later, you just don't go. Now, you don't do that. You're not going to miss that doctor's appointment because that doctor's got knowledge. How about a little Holy Ghost knowledge? All right, let's go. If you didn't look up knowledge, I'm giving you one more week. Look up knowledge because I'm going to ask each one of you next Sunday your definition of knowledge. And you too, Francine and Monique, I'll call you from Jamaica.